in the third set against Rybakina. Trying to consolidate the break.
This is the difficult thing with Rybakina, because she's so unexpressive normally, that if she's not feeling well, it's really hard to tell, because I'm looking at her just on the monitor and she's walking very slowly between points. She's looking very, very low key. But I look at that and I think, oh, perhaps she's feeling the heat. But on the other hand, that could just be Rybakina.
Exactly, you don't know. Djokovic ups the ante on his forehand. Backhand's good from Royer, straight down the middle of the court. Forehand as well. Djokovic bashing the forehand. Eventually, one of them had to hit it too hard, and it was Novak. Forehand goes long, it's 40-30. It was big hitting from both players.
40-30.
Dara Dubcova does indeed hold. She leads 2-love in the final set.
And from Melissa, I give you Coco Ben Shelton. Pate Schneider. Thank
nice.
You, Joanne.
That's a good one.
Merci.
Still game point, Djokovic, but the crowd trying to lift Royer.
Thank you.
Get him back into this.
Les jouets sont prêts, s'il vous plaît.
But Bobby, we're not going to allow Yannick dinner. I'm overruling.
Oh, made me laugh, though. Djokovic trying to close out this game. Gets a big serve into play. Backhand from Royer is good, and Djokovic holds the ball on the racket long enough that the backhand finds the sideline. And it is indeed a hold to serve for
Djokovic,
the
men
former world number one. And it's 3-1 Djokovic in the second set.
Gilly's come up with Sophie Armagnac.
I love it. That's very good. Sophie would appreciate that. I'm sure Sophie likes a bit of Armagnac. Sophie and Gigi getting ready to replace Ellen and myself
in
a few minutes'
Merci.
Time. Perhaps even at the next change of ends, if they're keen. It's set in 3-1, Djokovic. Royer serving very much up against it. Big sweat patches on his back, showing the effort he's having to put in. It's a good serve to the backhand of Djokovic, and a backhand wrong foot Djokovic from Royer down the line. Djokovic with a nod of appreciation.
I'd like to thank Matthew for Soufflate and Hewitt.
Very good. These are good. Very imaginative. Mark Niçoise Mahou.
Jack Casparou.
Brilliant. Good serve from Royer. Should get a short ball to put away. Doesn't, because Djokovic gets there, but the backhand volley is good from Royer. And a fist bump from the Frenchman towards his team. His body language is good. Long way to go to get back into this match, but he's fighting hard. Djokovic standing, hands on knees, crouching a bit. It's 30 love, Royer. Might be one of those days where players play the way Boris Becker used to do. I'll tell you in a minute. Djokovic return on the forehand side, netted backhand from Royer. Becker used to, obviously, had one of the best serves in history, so he could rely on winning his serves all the time. But basically, if he won one of the first 2 points on return, he'd try and break serve. If he didn't, he wouldn't. In the early part of the match, because it's a waste of his energy. He was a big guy throwing himself around the court into his serve and stuff, so he figured that was a much better way of managing his energy.
Richard has sent in Roger Frogslederer.
I blame you, Eleanor.
I don't. It wasn't even my idea.
Forehand to the forehand of Djokovic. Good backhand cross court from Royer. Pushes Djokovic back. He lifts the ball high. Royer steps into it. Whips the forehand inside in. No chance for Djokovic to get to that one. And it's a couple of game points for the Frenchman.
Tarant gets.
He's starting to go after his ground strokes as Royer. I think he figures there's no point holding back on anything. And he's hitting the ball well enough to be earning plenty
Merci.
Of points. Meanwhile, Stara Dubcova has got a point for 3-love on the back. Incredible turnaround in that match. And I think we may well switch over to that match very shortly when Eleanor and Sophie come in. As forehand goes long from Royer.
Gigi and Sophie.
Oh, you're not staying on?
I'd love to, but due to popular demand... The Empress is back.
Been many requests. Get her off the air.
Get her off.
Yes, indeed. Of course, it's Gigi and Sophie getting ready to take over. We'll just see this game out. It is 3-love Stara Dubcova. with two breaks of serve to the to boot. Game point still, Royer. A lot of cheering from the crowd. Have to wait for them to stop.
Silence, s'il vous plaît. Merci.
Oh, I take it back. Listen to that French from James there.
Flawless.
Absolutely superb. Macaron Buckland comes in. Forehand from Royer. Tries to wrong foot Djokovic, but it's not that well struck, so Djokovic has well more than enough time to get back in position. Djokovic pulls the forehand cross court on the angle, then goes up the line with huge power, depth, precision. Back to juice.
Surely it's Marcuska's Buckland.
Very good. Not French, though, is it?
40.
You missed the very disapproving look I got from the Empress, who does not like a food pun.
I sensed it.
I know you sensed it, which is why you looked away and pretended to stare very closely at your computer.
John Macaron.
Merci.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
Johnny Mack. Back to juice. 1-3, Royer serving. Thought he was going to win this game. I think he did too. Djokovic is having a few other ideas. Standing a long way back, in fact moving a couple of steps back to return this second serve. Good 10 feet behind the baseline. And it makes it, Royer does a double fault, partly because of the change of view he gets from the baseline, no doubt. Break point, Djokovic, for a 4-1 lead in the second set. Totally in control now of this second round battle.
So tough when you're playing one of the greatest returners of all time. It's a something of a test of the serve, isn't it?
Well, normally, someone standing this far back, you'd want to serve and volley, but it's against Novak. You'd have second thoughts. Big serve down the tee. Djokovic doesn't have to worry where his return went because the serve was long. Djokovic indicating it as well, just as the call came from James Kyothabong, the umpire. Now Djokovic stands on top of the baseline. By the time he attacks this second serve, he's going to be inside it. Backhand return to the backhand of Royer. Gets a bit cramped. Forehand up the line from Djokovic. Backhand from Djokovic. He runs around it to hit a forehand. Inside out. Clean winner. Djokovic. Thank you very much. Second breaker serve in this set. Djokovic leads 4-1 and totally in command.
Good afternoon.
Djokovic, man.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I don't want to upset any of our listeners, but we are going to leave Philippe Chatrier and head to Susan Longlin, where Elena Rybakina is a double breakdown in the deciding set. But we will keep a very close eye. Simon, Eleanor, thank you very much. Sophie will keep across the food puns.
I don't think so.
That's Sophie's first job assigned for the day. Yes. But what is unfolding here as the shade is creeping? Thank you very much to Simon Eller from the left to the right on this sunken greenhouse court, the Botanical Gardens. It's not over yet. Look, not over by a long way. Still has to get the job done. But to be in this position, Sophie, against a player of the caliber of Elena Rybakina in the deciding set is a position to hold.
Well, for sure. I mean, double breakup and... You know that if there is a surface that you want to play against Rybakina and have more chances, it's definitely, I would say, clay.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And I think the players know that.
Rybakina coming in on the short ball. She goes back to her opponent, but into the body, into the net it goes. So opportunities to get herself on the board in this deciding set. Weather-wise outside, I know everyone's been talking about it, but it's horrible.
It's horrible, but not in the sense that it's raining horrible and cold. It's horrible because it's so hot.
I don't know how the players do it.
I don't know.
I mean, I know they train and they do training blocks and they get accustomed to it, but they're not really accustomed to Paris
not at
this
time
of year.
I agree.
With this weather.
Yeah.
So triple break point to get one of the breaks back for Elena Rybakina. Her opponent is the world number 55 from Ukraine.
Well, she's a very dangerous player for sure.
Contesting
her
10th career Grand Slam main draw.
Nice.
In the shade is Rybakina. The ball's coming out of the shade into the side. It loops up and it's off the frame. And there is one of the breaks back.
I'd love, nonetheless. So it's definitely positive
yeah.
for Rybakina. We know that, well, we've seen her come back a few times from nowhere, and we know that tennis being so unpredictable these days, especially with this equation of heat.
Yeah, that's the thing. You add in these conditions.
Yeah. Anything is possible.
Yeah, because it can scramble the best of them.
I mean, it can scramble many of eggs right now.
Oh,
if you
my
put
word.
Them on a car.
Put them on the court or the car anyway. We're back in a mid-court. You see, so what's that all about? Nearly throws her racket down. She set it up nice with a big service. A mid-court ball, it sat up high, she nets it.
It's so unusual. I mean, the confidence. I mean, this is pure confidence. She actually waited way too long. I mean, normally she takes that ball way earlier. Middle of the court. That was a put away. Nearly tossed the racket down on the ground, as you mentioned.
Yeah, that's quite unusual in itself for Rybakina. An hour 37. Serve gets the serve out wide. The backhand is in play down the line. The forehand is flipped cross court into the shade. I mean, we can't even see it coming out the shade. Sits up, brought down back into the shade. The forehand, you can hear stirrups over as she's hitting it. She's putting lashings of spin. It's sitting up. It's dropping mid-court and short. Oh, and eventually the error. And Rybakina's on the board in this fifth game.
Yeah, I tell you, Stardutseva is going to have to go get it because Rybakina is not going to give it to her, as we know, as a champion that she is. And I think that you don't want to be too shy. You want to be a little bit probably more aggressive here, being up 3-1. Remember, you are the one who's up. And need to take some stance.
Yeah, she's 0-6 against top 10 players in her career. So that's the kind of stats she's up against. Inside in with the forehand, that squash shot forehand. She wasn't set. You may have had the slide of Rybakina to the right as she didn't steady herself. Another opening for her opponent.
I am checking to find out the stats because I have a feeling that the amount of unforced errors from Rybakina is probably skyrocketing in this match.
She settles herself, Rybakina, 15-30 with the serve. Serve out wide, misses. So she's in the shade with a slither of sunshine. It looks beautiful against the clay, but I imagine to be in amongst it and playing it is pretty damn awful. Centre of the box, the serve, the off forehand return. Sorupseva with the backhand going cross-court to the inside in from Rybakina. Rybakina with her forehand goes cross-court into the middle of the court. These high spinny balls are coming down. Rybakina is trying to bring them. She can't control it. And it's break points again on the Rybakina serve to regain her double break in this deciding set.
Well, she's at 45 in four stairs already.
Wow.
Yep, for 60 winners. And then on the other side, this is right there to me. The reason that the scoreboard is that way, 72 winners from the racket of Stardupseva.
72
winners.
Crikey.
Yes.
Wow. Well, if she gets 73, she'll
have
a 4-1
lead. What am I saying? I'm reading at the point that she won that 72. They each have 12 winners. I'm sorry. I was like, what am I watching? What is this match?
Not as much, is it?
Where have we been? But it is 46 on force, no doubt, for Rybakina, and 26 on the other side. So you know that plus 20 in that department for Rybakina is a lot.
She's won the most matches on tour this year, Rybakina, at 31. She's got 10 clay court matches under her belt. Serves, misses the first serve out wide. Still break point down. Just gone past 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Listening to Radio Roland Garros. Lovely to have you with us. You're with Stefan, Sophie and Gigi. Serve, second serve goes out wide. Again, he's got a big loopy balls sitting up. But Rybakina did well, took her time, shortened the angle and won the point.
Yeah, and saved break point again. And that was a gutsy play for sure. Going for it, finding the short cross court right on the line. And that could have been a 4-1 lead. Wow, what a shot.
Lots of messages, all food puns coming in. Serve out wide from Rybakina, and she's got herself from 15-40. She is peppering the forehand wing. That forehand comes back high and spinny, but some lovely angles that Rybakina is finding. Then she goes down the line. The backhand through the middle of the court is long, and from 15-40, she has game point.
Doesn't feel to you Avantage that Stardubitseva is just passive out there, just waiting, not really taking the initiative.
Yeah.
Gotta be doing something more here. I mean, you're on the verge of eliminating one of the best.
Game point. The flash of the red shorts being worn under the beige dress of Elena Rybakina with the white visor on the hair and the plait down between her shoulder blades. Tosses the ball up into the bright sunshine, serves down the tee. The forehand goes inside in and long. From 15-40, she holds serve. There's no emotion because you wouldn't expect. She didn't show any emotion when she won Wimbledon. You're not going to see any here. But she has closed it to just the one break of serve in the deciding set, while Djokovic is now 5-1 in the second set of his match. I imagine though, Sophie, as a player, yes, she's got herself stirrup saver into this position, but then this is when the mental aspect, I imagine, can come in. You look down the other end of the court and think, right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the experience also is a big play in that. You know, I think, you know, champions, especially major champions like Rybakina, they have that experience knowing that it's never over. I'm going to keep at it. And there's going to be hopefully something, a letdown on my opponent's side, but something is going to give. And I just got to keep at it. And if my opponent is not able to close it out, which is a 3-1 lead and chances for 4-1.
Yeah.
You start thinking about it on top of that. So it doesn't help. So I'll see what the reaction is for sure.
It's a name, difficult. Isn't it? You've just got to commit to it. A bit like she needs to commit to her game.
Starodubtseva. Yeah, that was great.
Starodubtseva.
We could sing it.
We could not.
Okay. I shall stop.
I mean, it's a choice.
It's a choice you have to make, Sophie.
Make the right choice, Sophie. Otherwise, I'm going to make you read out food puns for the next two hours.
No, don't.
That is your choice.
Okay,
The player from Ukraine is now stepping up to serve. Still has the break at 3-2. In the deciding set, it's a second round match, and this to take out the world number two, Elena Rybakina, who has been closing in on Aryna Sabalenka's world number one ranking. This would put a dent in that charge, but there is still a fair way to go. 1 hour 43, still around 30 degrees or so outside. Starupseva is wearing a white top with a collar and shorts. Serves down the tee, the off backhand return, the forehand flipped into the forehand of Rybakina, and then she goes down the line, just mixing it and moving it and using the court and drawing the error.
15-0.
That was a bit better, I think. The forehand down the line was a lot more pace and depth. Obviously, getting the error, that would be one from the backhand of Rybakina.
Starupseva's got her hair tied up into a tight bun and a navy blue visor on. She's got gold earrings on. It's somewhat of a crop top, so you can see the line of the stomach before the navy shorts. On court, Simone Mathieu, with all those fans in the shady bit, are really happy. And all the ones in the sunshine have largely left. Backhand cross court, deep return into the middle of the court. Short ball from Rybakina. Forehand just drops over from the player from Ukraine who hits the backhand. Rybakina's come in with the volley. Can she put the lob over her head? The lob is up. Rybakina's back the backhand and a lob of her own, which misses. That's good play because she's starting to mix things up.
Yep, well, she's starting to go after it. That's exactly it. And changing, obviously, the dynamic of the points. Good on her. I think she's realizing that she had to do something. I mean, she got to that stage doing something. You can't just stop. Easier said than done, obviously. Yeah. We're really good in the booth, aren't we? You know, I feel like I'm on train whenever we're watching the...
I go a bit more out this way, then you won't have to swivel. We had it with Antoine yesterday. He kept pulling his things out as well. No, just the French members of the team.
No. Marcus did it 3 times with me yesterday.
That wouldn't surprise me.
He's a little French, isn't he?
No, I think Stefan's shaking his head at that.
It's something else, right?
Old age?
Hey!
3-2, 30 love. I was talking about Marcus,
He's not
you.
That old. No, I know, but still... Oh.
32, 30 love. Rybakina, heavy forehand back from Rybakina, penetrating the forehand wing that has leaked the most errors from her opponent, which is why she's going back to it. And there is another one, 30-15.
Yep. I mean, they're both really, in a sense, having a forehand... what we see little weakness. It's very difficult to even mention that. But
so you don't rush from the box.
I like the don't rush, but you still have to be aggressive.
Don't rush, but be aggressive when you start to rush.
No, it's just, right. You know, don't rush. In between
just
points.
In between, just take your time.
Exactly.
Which she did, 3-2, 30-15. Serve down the tee, the forehand inside in, the stretch, the get, the short ball. Rybakina should punish this. Ooh, which she does onto line, but there's a great get by her opponent. Through the middle goes Rybakina. The pickup off the backhand side. This is sterling work from Staropsova. The forehand down the line, a high ball into the corner, and it's 30-all.
Yeah, well done again from Rybakina, just more aggressive than Altman, and inside the baseline. And when she's inside the baseline, she is a very tough to play. Finds the angle, but also the power as well. And really took her time on that last shot to put it away with the forehand down the line.
Novak Djokovic is serving for the set at 5-2. Big point now, 30-all. Serving at 3-2 with the break and the deciding set against the world number 2. Never had a top 10 win in her career, 0-6.
She's played tons of matches this year, though.
Yeah. Serve out wide, the forehand back from the shade to the sunlight, backhand through the middle of the court, four netted.
It's very tentative. I mean, she's just retaining the shot. She doesn't really want to go through it. It's almost like, oh, you know, in her mind, I have a chance. And instead of thinking about one ball at a time, when she's thinking ahead, yeah, in the scoreboard, thinking, oh, you know, I can't do this. 3-1, I could win 6-1. But you never want to think that way.
It's hard, though, to stop the mind racing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Break back point. We would be back on serve, 3-all deciding set. Staropsova serves out wide to the backhand. That's cross court. Does she go down the line? No, she goes back to the backhand. Down the line from Rybakina, through the middle from Staropsova. The error off the forehand wing.
Thank you very much. Because that was really a ball right there, right out of her. Although we are really in that time of the, you know, the sun really bright on one side on the half of the court, and then the shade also. So you have to really watch the ball and be very accurate with your footwork, constantly making sure that you can see where you should be setting yourself up with the ball.
Seeing more emotion than you normally do from Rybakina. He's standing on the baseline to return with the backhand to the feet and the forehand that goes back to her forehand. She drops that a little bit short to the service line. Again, these forehands just, come on then, let's get the error off your forehand. It's chipped up, goes long, the forehand error once more, and it's game point.
Yeah, that was better, more aggressive. I think she's putting a little bit more humph on the ball, more topspin, more acceleration of the racket head, which, you know, equals to a deeper ball as well. She played 38 matches already.
She's played 38, Rybakina 31.
Yeah.
I mean, they've both been putting in the miles.
And she got to a final in Charleston earlier, Staropsova.
Lost to Pegula?
Yeah, she lost to Pegula. But this is similar conditions when you think of it, because the hard true in America and Charleston is a little bit harder. You know, it goes a little faster. And
yeah,
it feels
yeah.
similar because of the condition of the weather, I would say.
A point for 4-2 for being break point down. Serves out to the backhand, to her feet, and she's down on one knee. She hits the ball through the middle. My word, Rybakina will be fuming with herself in that game. And Staropsova, sigh of relief as she moves to 4-2.
Yeah, Rybakina just missed two back-to-back forehands that were close to her body. And eventually, oh, you are cheering. You
dark horse went through. Canters on, gallops on. Marta Kostyuk, court 14, 6-3 in the third over Katie Volinets.
I think I actually give her also as my dark. I have to look.
There's a handful of Kostyuks in there.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
very happy with that.
Yeah, that's a great win because she was up in the first set. She had set point, lost the set 7-6. So good comeback.
Well.
Oh, the forehand again from Rybakina is checked out.
It has, hasn't it?
Yep, pretty much.
It's a little about it. Did you hear about Alejandro Davidovich, Fekina's coach?
No, what
checked
happened?
Out.
Checked out?
Just left.
Left. Had
After
it.
After his first round win, he said, not feeling great, went back to the hotel, got on a flight to Miami, and said it's over.
Because of the weather or because
no,
they had
the
a
relationship's
fight?
Over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah, blocked.
In the middle
Davidovich Fekina and his wife on social media.
Oh, boy.
And he spoke about his press conference and said, look, everything was fine. We had lunch after my first round win and we were chatting. Then he said he didn't feel so good as Rybakina hits the forehand cross court on the angle. A sliding forehand cross court, so a short ball down the line goes Rybakina for the point. He said, we chatted during lunch and then he said he wasn't feeling so good, so he was going to go back to the hotel. Didn't tell anyone for the team. Got on a flight to Miami and then that was it.
So there's no bad blood, it's just health. Well, oh, no, but he did take like there off is the social.
Yeah, it sounds like there is bad blood. If your coach doesn't tell you and then ends it.
No, but I was thinking it was not feeling good health-wise. But now you blocked him on social?
He said, after my first round match against Demi Juma, we had lunch. And after that, this was in his press conference, I went to cool down. He did actually lose today, Alejandro. I went to cool down a bit. He said he was feeling bad. He was going to the hotel and everything was normal. In the afternoon, 2-3 hours later, he texted me this message that he will not continue. I went to Miami.
Not again.
He didn't say anything to anybody, just flew to Miami.
Okay, then. Wow.
That's one way to end a relationship.
That's pretty odd, too. I don't think we've ever had anything like this.
No, and then he lost to Thiago Agustin Torrente.
Well, it probably got him in a bit of a turmoil.
Why would you do that? 30-15, 2-4, Elena Rybakina. Novak Djokovic has a 2-sets-to-love lead. Looking very comfortable. He'll be delighted in these conditions to be doing what he's doing.
You know, I'm looking at the Chatrier and they're obviously watering the court so dry. And I'm thinking, if I was one of the players, I would jump into that water and say, please.
Oh.
They both left the court, I think.
I agree.
Yeah, it looks like they both took a bathroom break. But I would have, like, jumped into that arrosoir.
I would have, yeah. They have been spraying the crowd, actually, haven't they?
Oh, they have?
Yeah, they've been sort of doing the claim. The crowd are going, please, please.
More.
Yeah. Another error off the racket of Rybakina.
Well, that must be piling up because earlier she was already at 40-some plus.
Oh, yeah, what a serve.
Is that an ace?
Yes. Yeah. Huge, wide serve.
Making up for it.
So she has a point to keep the pressure on, to keep it to the one break of serve.
49 unforced errors for Rybakina for 31 on the other side. 15 winners. That was the 15th one with the ace.
Rybakina in the sunshine serves down into the shade. We lose the ball completely.
Rybakina.
And that's the game. That's the hold. So she will keep asking the question of her opponent. The Rybakina box. Cannot see her main coach. Stefana Vukov is not there. Taz Chaminski has come in as a second coach.
Right, but very strange for
through the clay, actually, I've noticed that there have been matches when Stefana Vukov hasn't been there. I know Taz Chaminski has become a major part of the team.
Is he more technical than anything else?
I think he is quite technical, but he's also been taking the lead in terms of there have been matches when Vukov hasn't been there. And I've sort of looked from courtside and wondered, but then he's popped up at the next match. So or maybe there is something, and maybe this is what we're seeing today. I don't know, but I have seen matches where he hasn't been there this season.
Because I did Rome, I didn't do all of the matches, but you probably saw that too. But he was there for all the matches I did, but I only did maybe three.
Yeah, I think there was one there, and there was one in Madrid.
Oh, interesting.
Where I didn't see him, but then I saw him a lot around the site, so he was there. I mean, as I say, maybe it is something that's affecting, or maybe you just never really know. I think that's the thing about tennis players, and we saw this with Marta Kostyuk. You don't know what's going on, and they just go out there and win or lose. You're like, well, what? And then afterwards, she said, look, this morning,
I know
this bomb happened,
horrible.
And you're thinking, crikey, and you go out and do that, and people will judge you from a good or bad point of view on, look at those unforced errors.
Yeah,
whereas you don't really know what's happened.
Whereas their family were almost bombed and killed. So
you never, and yes, they've made the decision to take to the court whatever's going on, but it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Really know what's going
on. Well, I mean, you got to remember that they are people.
Yeah. You know. And maybe there's nothing going on, and maybe it's just a bad day at the office.
Yeah.
But still, she could still come through.
Oh, yeah, this is far from over, I think.
Deep serve and a miss. We're still waiting for players to return on Philippe Chatrier.
I think they say, let's play the last set with cards.
Yeah, I think they're just going to have a shower.
It's too hot.
They both agreed as they left, let's just take our time. If you take, 15 minutes, I'll take 15 minutes. Can't tell us both
off. Yeah, they can't. It's
not going to tell off of them. 24-time Grand Slam champion.
It's not happening. That's great return from the racket of Rybakina. Very deep this time, pushing Stała Dubcová far from the baseline and not able to actually control that love 15 again. Stała Dubcová up 4-3 here in this final set on Suzanne Langland.
Thank you for all the food puns, though. I should say that. Quite a few have come in. I still want to thank people for sending them in.
Mm-hmm.
How it got started, I don't
know. Yeah, really. A miracle.
Starupsova just taking her time, as her coach was telling her to in the previous service game. She's pretty much in the shade, serves into the total shade. The backhand comes back. That's a short old ball from Rybakina. Backhand cross court from Rybakina. The pick on the one has a short ball. Rybakina should deal with this. She goes back to her opponent, but she gets enough on it to get it past her for love 30.
Have you heard any comments from the players who were playing at that time of the day on the Suzanne Langland to say that it was so difficult to see the ball or to keep tracking the ball?
But I imagine there has been.
Because we are obviously having trouble. I can only imagine
it's
playing.
It's impossible, isn't it?
It is huge. I mean, it goes from darkness to complete, you know, brightness.
And we get that on Susan Longland as well. I remember watching Kasparu the other day. I was thinking, crikey, that's shades creeping across. Love 30 gets the first serve. Makes a difference.
You mean on Simone Mathieu?
On Simone Mathieu as well, yeah.
Right, because this is Susan Longland is really, I think, the worst. But you're right, it is also there. Yeah. Well, I guess adaptation is one of the biggest criteria to being a professional tennis player.
Yeah, that's true. Gosh, Mariana Navona, Yakubenchik's coming up to 4 hours. They're in the fifth set on serve.
I don't understand how they can do it in ever on four serve from the racket of Rybakina.
And she looks up to her box, but without Stefano Vukov, it's quite quiet because he chatters
normally,
most of the match.
You're right.
But they're just sort of... Well, Tashchiminski, he's standing up, he's... sitting down, he's not
as vocal.
They're not chatty.
I agree.
30 all. Back and awaits. Knees bent in the bright sunshine. Shadow to the sunshine.
She's gonna attack that serve down the line. She loves that down the line return, and we know that Stała Dubcová can hit a shorter second serve if she makes it, because she's taking a lot of time to go for that second serve.
Gosh, she really is. Rybakina is jogging around on the baseline. The backhand, the off backhand return from Rybakina opens up the forehand, goes cross court. She will get another forehand to hit. She goes cross court. They want these forehand errors from each other, and that's why they're going forehand to forehand. It's a loopy high ball down the line. Backhand cross court from Rybakina. Backhand cross court is long, and it's break back point.
Wow. She looks a little lost. I mean, as we're looking at on the image going, she's going to tell off right here, Stała Dubcová, but she looks a little lost to me. Like, what should I do? Kind of thing.
We're back in her. Eyes front, knees bent. Ready with the backhand return. She has a point to get us back on serve. Oh, a lofted, looping high ball there from Starupsova. It sits up. She's just moonballing Rybakina, and it goes long, and there's the break, and it's 4-all. She was 3-love when we joined this. It's now 4-all in the decider.
I mean, do you feel like maybe the energy level is tapped out, and she is tapped out? This is very strange, because it feels like she's not even out there playing.
Well, I think, as you said, she looks lost, like she doesn't... Suddenly there's no plan. I don't think there was ever a plan for being 3-love above the decider. I think it was like, we didn't discuss this. We discussed fighting, and then you lose, and well done. We didn't discuss what would happen if you had a double break against the world number 2. 4-all. Rybakina misses the first set, but there's been an awful lot of errors off the racket, Rybakina. So let's see where we're at now.
52.
2 hours played.
52.
That's an awful lot. There's gonna be some...
Boy, there's another one. Complete shank from the
53.
Forehand.
53.
Didn't even make contact properly. That ball was off the frame. picked up by a very nice
It's a lovely dress.
Fan.
As well.
Very lovely dress. Very, very, you know, very smart, sunny dress.
Summery.
Yeah.
Ideal for these conditions.
Yeah.
So four all, love 15. Oh,
what a serve. Right in the corner, wide. And Stardubso had to use only one hand to reach to that ball. Couldn't even get there with two. Couldn't even make it back in the court.
Back in it, just the visor.
Very nice dress. I like that dress.
The color, the shape, or everything?
I like everything. I mean, I would have gone with a color that probably would have been a little bit clayish color. It's a little bit of a beige color. But I like the little Chantan rappel.
The pleats at the bottom. The deep ball from Starupsova on her forehand. Again, they're just saying, come on, let's have a forehand error. A sliding backhand cross court from Rebecca. Then she goes back to the backhand of Rebecca. Starupsova. Oh. Oh, no. That could be it. Clips the top of the net, dribbles over for the perfect drop shot. A double-handed apology.
Well, because finally you saw that Starodubseva was a lot more aggressive,
yeah,
going around the backhand, triggering the forehand inside out, and just with a little bit of a reach with her backhand, one-handed backhand to reach for that ball, Rybakina clips the lat cord and wins the point.
There are 11 men in the Rybakina box. I'm just doing my numbers. There we go.
You counted.
I did. To do a little quick count there.
11?
11 men.
It's a lot of...
Men. And people,
really? Period.
Yeah.
Wow.
30-15.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news. Listen again, replay.
Serve, that's a short serve. Inside out forward, it's a loopy ball, brought down a little bit. Now it's another backhand. Oh, it's long.
Ooh. Wow. She's like, can we go back to 3-1 and I can change something? That's what she wants.
But again,
right,
we didn't
now
have a plan at 3-1, right, did we? We didn't have this double break plan. That's at Starupsova's camp.
You should have said that at 3-1. You should have been excited.
Don't wait now. Points for 5-4 against. Good first serve. Oh, there we go. It's a hold to 15. No emotion from Rybakina. Although she doesn't look that happy. It'll be interesting to hear her speak up. Well, she probably won't reveal the real emotions. But 5-4 Rybakina. It's amazing how quickly things turn around. How's Djokovic doing?
Well, I mean, it's 1-0. 6-3, 6-2, 1-0.
Nice.
I think pretty much in control. Oh, I love that song. Oh, yeah. It's The Eye of the Tiger, is it? No, it's not. No, it's...
No. Dun, 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 dun. The Eye of the Tiger is also a great song.
Yeah, but this is... Oh, I know this song. It's on the tip of my head.
Do you know this song, Stefan?
It's on the tip of my head.
Doesn't know the name.
No, but I know this song.
Just let everyone... That's coming from...
It'll come back.
Is that coming from
Susan Langland? Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. You know this song.
It's a big old intro.
It is. It's a very long intro.
Still going. Need a bit more of the song now. Oh, it stopped. Sophie, it stopped. Someone listening knows that song and they are going to message in very shortly. Sophie's still singing the song. The players are still singing the song. Players are resuming their position. Sophie's still singing. Now Stefan's listening to Sophie singing. So I'll just carry on. Sophie's serenading Stefan. It's lovely to see. But Stefan does not recognise the song from the look on his face. He's taking his glasses off.
Cross high, don't rush. Impose yourself. Let's go.
If only we had a webcam in at this moment. The look on Stefan's face and Sophie earnestly singing and pointing her fingers at him as if to say, you know this.
It's such a classic on top of that. The minute that...
Someone is going to
mention. Alan Parson. That's it. It's Alan Parson.
Alan Parson.
Alan Parson. Yep.
Alan Parson?
Alan Parson. I think it's a Brit, to tell you the truth.
Wow.
And it's Project, from the Project album.
Alan Parson.
Yep.
4-5, 15 love, mm-hmm. 5, 2 hours and 5 minutes, 5:32.
And it's called The Eye in the Sky. Thank you.
Was it Alan Parson?
Alan Parson.
Never would have got that.
Parsons.
I've never
Project.
Heard of Alan Parson.
Okay, and it is Brit. Yeah, a Brit rock band.
I don't know what Stefan's listening to.
You have to know that song.
I know the song, but I've never heard of Alan Parson.
Well, that's his name.
Well,
the guy.
Yes, but I've never heard of him.
Hard as
it is.
It's not. Oh, it's not. You see?
It is. The Eye in the Sky. I am 100%
sure. 30 love, 4-5. Someone right, save sorry. Us on social media because someone... Well, there's... Is that...
All right. Well, this could be fun. This could go to a tiebreak. I would love that, actually.
Yeah, if
that
she can get
sense.
It to 5 all.
Up 30 love here.
Sir. Yeah, no, I've been keeping them across it while you've been singing. It's fine. I've been watching.
It's a good thing.
You keep singing.
We are here for the tennis, right?
No, I know that. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
It was you singing it, Stefan.
Kind of took the...
Who still doesn't believe it's Alan.
It is.
Oh, it is Alan.
Oh, and it is Eye in the Sky. No. It is?
30 love.
Oh, it's serious? It's the one... Okay, all right.
Serve down the tee. This makes great radio, that.
Yeah.
Forehand cross court. Forehand cross court serves. The error for Rebecca off the... We'll all say it together. Forehand. Game points.
What a surprise.
Game points for 5-5. And you've got to say, for the player from Ukraine, this is really good. When you've had a double break and been in that position and suddenly you're serving to stay in the match, to this point, 40 love, she's played well. Serve down the tee, forehand back through the middle of the court. She keeps playing the forehand. That's a loopy ball, and that's a loop. They're just hitting very loopy balls at each other right now with the forehand, saying who's going to make the first error of the forehand side. Forehand from Starubsova, they're down the line. Oh, my word. There's another forehand error from Elena Rybakina. That is a love hold for the world number 55, and it's 5-5.
Sorry, but I tell you, it has to be because of the weather that they're completely like in and out of the match. It is so tough out there. You feel like you're in a sauna, basically.
And it does addle your brain.
I mean,
like Casper Ruud was saying, I couldn't see straight. Right. My temperature was high.
I watched him warm up this morning and the practice this morning, and he was like every 5 minutes, water, water break, water break.
Yeah, they were very nice putting him as one of the later matches on the schedule, shall we say.
Yeah.
João Fonseca, Dino Prismic, and Prismic has had some good results, most notably taking out Novak Djokovic in Rome. So that has been called to court 14. And Rafa Hodar had a point for 6-5 with the break, but now it's game point to James Duckworth. And the first set went the way the Spaniard.
6-1 against a guy who can't serve in Duckworth. That's pretty good.
His first round match, he lost 4 games.
I know. I mean, was that 1-0-3?
Yeah, it's just... 15 love.
Rafael Hodar. Is he Spanish? Imagine that. Another one. Rafael.
But he's not named after Rafa because his dad is Rafael.
His dad is Rafa.
And I said to him, do you want to be called Rafa or Rafael? And he said, I'm a Rafa. So I said, fine.
There we go again.
I just want to call people the right thing.
No. Like Sarah for
that Dora. Player. Yes.
That player. That's all right.
Inside out. So yeah, someone else from the press conference wonderfully about that. Backhand through the middle of the court. So it's 5 games all deciding set. And they're just looping it up again. Looping up. High ball to high ball. Forehand to forehand. The sliding forehand cross court from Starubsova. Oh, wow. And I think Rybakina just had enough of that. Redirected. A lot of power. Won the point.
Well, you know what I love is the way that she's actually keeping track of what she did on the last forehand, which she missed because she hit a little bit late. This one was perfect. Found the range, the depth, but also took a little bit bigger margin for her. So that's good correction. That's what they do the best. They do it right away. They don't wait another shot missed. So good on her.
Jakub Menšík has a match point after 4 hours and 3 minutes against Mariano Nivone. A lofted return up from Starubsova. It will not land in, and they are game points.
Yeah, court get six, you mentioned. Menšík and Nivone, it's like 4 hours and 3 minutes. Oof. I mean, I walk outside for 5 minutes and I'm exhausted.
Oh, Tanasi Kokkinakis is retired.
Well, do you blame him? But we did that match, the two of us, against Atman.
But he won the second set.
I know.
That is heartbreaking. Pablo Carreño Busta took the first 7-5, Kokkinakis the second 6-4. And he hadn't even been broken. It was on serve early in the third. And he's
retired. He must have hurt himself.
And that's so desperately unhappy.
Yeah, because he's been going already through so much.
He's told his team he is going to play until the Australian Open next year. And then he'll make a decision. And if he's still in a lot of pain and discomfort, that will probably be it.
Yeah.
I mean, he had his pec fixed with the Achilles of someone who died. A dead person's Achilles to attach the pec muscle.
I mean, that's an injury that's the same injury, I guess, or similar to what we saw last year when Dimitrov was up 2-0 at Wimbledon against Jannik Sinner. What a shame that was.
Jakub Menšík has not taken advantage of the match point. Rybakina has not closed out her service game yet. Oh, she won't with that backhand. Swung it wide, a swing and a miss for the world number two.
Still a chance here.
Lost to Elena Svitolina in Rome. Had she gone on to win Rome, I think she would have only been about
400 points?
400-500 points behind Elena Sabalenka.
Totally doable, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's getting closer, the gap.
It's really close.
No doubt.
As we head onto the grass.
Right.
Title that Sabalenka wants, as she wants this one. Game point still for Rybakina. Hits the backhand into the forehand wing. That's a good ball because he cut it a little bit short, stirrup. So we're lobbing it back to each other, lofting it up high goes. And that's the point in the game for Elena Rybakina. So 6-5, the pressure returns to her opponent, who very shortly will be serving to stay once again in this second round match.
A little bit better for the Frenchmen on the court, Philippe Chatrier. They are serve at 2-2 in the third set, lost the first 6-3, 6-2 against Novak Djokovic.
Rybakina's got her head in the cool box. It's nice.
She's getting some water. Cold water.
Don't blame her.
Oh, she's like, you see her face is so red right now.
I'll find out a little bit more about Kokkinakis' retirement, because that's just really, especially when, if he had been two sets and a breakdown, I understand.
Yeah, but once
that,
at all.
Yeah, right. Once at all, that's, you're still 100% in that match.
Yeah.
For him not to be able to continue. Rafa Hodder now has a point for 6-0. And it's 5-5, Menšík Novotný.
No.
Reprise.
Match point saved.
Oh, my word.
Wow. You know, there's not one little inch of shade on court 6. Zero. Nada. Frenchies playing against each other on Simon Mathieu Humbert and Quentin Alice. 6-4 Alice, 4-2 for Humbert. Humbert in the second, trying to actually hold for a 5-2 lead.
Here we go, stirrup server. Serving for a second time. She had a double break lead the start of the third. Now this is the second time she's had to serve to stay in the match. She takes her time. All the playing surface now is in shade.
15-0.
Long goes Rybakina. Five, six, 15, love. Backhand cross court from Rybakina. Backhand cross court to the backhand cross court. Still they continue, but it's long from Rybakina. Unforced error. She's looking down at the clay as if to say, it's your fault. I did everything right. I set up perfectly.
Yeah, well, you know the clay, right? Those bad bounces come from nowhere just because there's a little bit of too much clay in an area.
Yeah. It's a live surface. 30 love. Serve out. Good. Oh, I thought that was a good serve.
Well, you don't want to have a good serve because the return was even better.
Yeah.
They're going to have to replay the point.
It's out.
It is out. it's confirmed out. Is this the mark?
I don't know. That mark didn't look out, did it?
At all.
That mark looked pretty
on the
in.
Line. Yep, well, anyhow. Okay. Second serve.
Second serve. There we go. 30-love, 5-6. Rybakina taking this early, starting inside the baseline with the backhand. Now forehand from Rybakina. Oh, she missed it. Of course she has.
I'm going to get my wish, I think.
And she just shrugs towards her box because she's at her box end as if to say, I don't get it. She definitely hasn't got it beforehand today. Djokovic has a break. 3-2 in the third. Sarupsova has game points, kicks up that serve. Oh my word.
What a return that was.
Lofted, looping, pinpoint accurate return.
Down the line, right in the corner of the court. Wow. Especially on game points. Backhand just landed perfectly.
Oh, I think she needs to go back to the forehand.
Good coaching.
It's been, thanks very much. It's been more productive. Still got game point. Goes to the forehand. Yep. There we go.
63.
A little bit of coaching. And we have what Sophie wanted. A time yes. break.
Mesdames, messieurs, ce jeu décisif sera en 10 points.
So
this
just
tie break will be a 10-point
tie break.
There we go.
Break. You heard it. Just so no one starts celebrating at 7. We've had that before, and they run to the net, you're like, oh, uh-oh, that's embarrassing. Because you've got to turn around. But again, you can see what happens, because at tournaments, you know, it just,
and especially in this heat, you're like, huh, what?
You don't know your name. Yeah, just need to get to 7.
All right, we're back in our serving.
Sonny says, Sirius by Alan Parsons Project is what Michael Jordan's Bulls were introduced to.
Exact.
See, I knew. And someone, true. Rose says, is Courtney Nguyen in the press conference room? Yes, she is. Courtney's here.
She's back.
She's on tour at some tournaments. She's given us her predictions. Both her dark horses are out.
Oh. So is she working for someone or is she working on her own?
She's doing some bits and pieces.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
It's great to see her. I saw her in Madrid and Rome, which was great, and she's here. She's not going to be at Wimbledon. But lovely to have her asking questions at back of those press conferences. It's a loopy old serve from Sarupsova, who then flattens out the back end. Down the line goes Rybakina. Great defence by her opponent. Short ball. Rybakina should win. She does.
Yeah. Anything short, you know, it's going to be a 1 out of 10 that she misses, really. Rybakina, body language going forward at all time, picking her target, giving herself a big margin for her. Doesn't go too close to the line, which was very smart.
Mini break cancelled out. Second point now for the player from Ukraine to serve. Everyone's in shade, or apart from the right-hand side of Susan Longlin, who are just willing for shade. Because, boy, it's hot out there. Serve out wide. Oh, forehand. Doesn't even find the court. And Rybakina sort of gestures towards her box to say it's happened again. Oh dear, gentlemen in the front of the sort of presidential seats, you're not happy with that forehand either. So we're on serve, very early stages of this 1-10 tie break. Valentin Royer has triple break back point on the Djokovic serve. Big serving from Rybakina, gets a mid-court ball, steps in, just took her time, waited for opponent to commit.
Yeah, big difference when she gets the first serve in. It's always, I mean, the reply most likely is going to come a bit shorter, and she's able to put the 1-2 punch in motion.
Two-time quarterfinalist here, Rybakina, 2021 and 2024. Won Stuttgart this year, got another Porsche, but now she can drive.
So
she
that's
can
true.
Keep this one.
Nice collection.
Yeah. I think that's a tournament I would want to win.
Yeah. You have to win the one.
serve out wide, forehand sort of hooked back and a looping forehand from Bakker, and more forehands, of course there's more forehands from Bakker, now they can bring the backhand down cross court. The backhand is sort of flattened out by Staropseva, and now it's the backhand error from Rybakina.
Yeah, but you can tell. I mean, it's just the legs are not moving in position to hit double. By the way, I don't know if you remember, but it used to be that you had to choose either the Porsche or the prize money.
Really?
Yeah, you're getting both now. Life is good.
You had to choose.
Uh-huh. Life is good.
What would you choose, Stefan? The prize money or the Porsche?
Probably the prize money. He's a wise man.
First time the prize money. If I want it again, I'll take it.
Okay, well, I think everybody would
then have like one of each. No, but you still need money. It's not like a year later you don't need the money.
Well, you need money to put the gas in that
go
car.
For the... Go yes. for the... 4-2, yes. Staropseva.
Yeah.
She sort of marches back to her chair because they're changing after the first 6 points. Remember, it is first to 10, and Djokovic has gone from love 40 to juice. He leads 3-2 with a break in the third set. Novoni and Menchik are still... They might break the record because they're at 4 hours... It was 4.18, was it, what Kokkinakis won?
Was that longer? I thought it was longer than that.
It was either 4.28 or 4.18. But they're at 4.14, 2 points to send them into a 10-point tiebreak. And Nuno Borges has beaten Miomir Kecmanovic on court 12 in four sets, 6-2, in the fourth after 2 hours and 11 minutes. And Rafa Hodder and James Duckworth are in a second set tiebreak, and Duckworth is leading 4-1. So Staropseva misses the first serve down the tee. Adjusts the visor, looking down, looks across, takes a deep breath, continues on with the bouncing, wipes a bead of sweat with her index finger from her right eyebrow. Gold chain hanging and dangling front. Serves now, looping serve. It's what on earth was that?
Wow. I mean, she has made a mess of this.
She didn't move her feet at all.
No, she's not moving. But I mean, you can't blame her. I mean, what is it? 2 hours and something out there? 2:22? Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned, I'm working 10 minutes. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Dearie me, Rybakina is not helping herself. So halfway to the finish line, the young lady from Ukraine and her first top 10 win and a big old shock here at Roland Garros as the world number 2 would depart. 2-5. Serve kicks up out wide. The backhand's in play. Inside in goes Rybakina, sliding forehand. Rybakina has to step back into a forehand cross. Oh, beautiful. Really got hold of that forehand. Kept it low, flat, into the corner.
Staropseva.
First to 10. Let's remember this.
Yes, this is not match point.
Nope. S'il vous plaît. Merci.
Two, six. Serve out wide. Thought about coming forward. Rybakina stays back. It's forehand to forehand. Cross court, just sort of leathering these balls, and Staropseva slightly off balance, goes wide.
Fifth point, Staropseva.
Thank you, Stefan. My computer shut down. Had enough. Day 4, it's worrying. 6-3. Djokovic was broken. 3-3, second set. Staropseva. It's a lovely serve down the tee. Mid-court ball off the return. Oh, that's a beautiful 1-2 punch. It came about from that serve down the middle. Really well played point for 7-3.
Staropseva.
More aggressive as well.
And their cries for Staropseva, the cries of Yulia. And you can hear her English-speaking team at the side. Closing in. 7-3. Another point here. And she's done it again. Down the tee, it kicked up. Rybakina, nothing.
8-3. 42-7.
Ouch. That's going to be a big upset here. That's for sure.
Coming up to 6 o'clock in the evening, coming up to 2.5 hours on court, still temperature high in the 30s. And the world number two is 2 points from being knocked out. She misses the first serve out wide. Second serve goes down the tee, kicks up, the off forehand is back, the inside out forehand, these, oh, what an angle from Stardubtseva. She hits the backhand down the line. What play from the young lady to bring up